Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Professor Evan Ellis, the Latin American research professor for the U.S. Army War College Institute of Strategic Studies. We go immediately to Latin America at the U.N. The U.N. General Assembly is around us, and the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, running for re-election, attends the event, makes remarks to the General Assembly, at the same time invites comment by leaders in the United States and elsewhere. I note in particular that the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, made a remark about how Mr. Bolsonaro needn't bother coming to New York because he's not been vaccinated. At the same time, Boris Johnson, the prime minister of Britain, commenting on Mr. Bolsonaro's unusual opinion of the vaccine and how the virus can be dealt with in Brazil, which has suffered an enormous number of casualties, a lot of people sick, as have all of the governances of Latin America and the New World and Europe. So I mention this not because we're going to talk virus, but because we're going to talk about how President Bolsonaro is regarded as an outlier to many voices, not just those in his own country or in Latin America. Professor, a very good evening to you. Bolsonaro seems to thrive on this type of controversy. He gets himself in the news. He has an unusual opinion of the virus, that it can be dealt with without being vaccinated, and that masking and social distancing are not vital to the success of his economy or to Latin America. How does he use this at home, and how is this part of his re-election campaign for the presidency of Brazil? Good evening to you, Evan.
Good evening, John. A pleasure as always to be part of the program. First of all, for me, President Bolsonaro of Brazil, much like former President Trump, I think really has gained strength by representing the frustrations of people who feel disenfranchised by the modern political discourse. So although you see that he only has about a 27% approval rating in Brazil, he has a very dedicated cadre of supporters. And many of the things, anti-vaccination as well as other parts of his discourse, I think really resonate very strongly with that support base. But obviously others are very resentful of that. The address to the UN General Assembly was interesting in that Brazil has a unique position that ever since the first special session in 1947, Brazil has actually gone before the host, the United States. And so in many ways, it was a special type of kickoff. And Bolsonaro actually made a number of important statements in terms of the investment climate that he believes that he's created in Brazil, as well as the vaccine remarks, which, of course, unfortunately took center stage in this, but it was certainly a colorful series of things. Not only Bill de Blasio's remarks, but also Bolsonaro standing outside having to eat at outside of a pizza restaurant because New York would not allow him inside without his vaccination, let alone some of the special rules at the UN. So there was a lot of symbolism here, but I think some important statements that Bolsonaro tried to make were unfortunately missed.
The quote that I have from the Washington Post by Mr. Bolsonaro: "We support vaccination efforts. However, My administration has not supported a vaccine or health passport or any other vaccine-related obligations. That's contradictory. What does it point to? Is there a political value for the president being ambiguous about vaccine or not vaccine?
I think in many ways Bolsonaro was doubling down on his discourse within Brazil and trying to defend that. The idea, and really there's a broader idea of conservative pushback against political correctness and the advance of the state, the ability of the state to impose whether one should be tested, whether one's businesses should shut down, whether one should actually be forced to get a vaccine or not. And certainly while in the United States, as in Brazil, the politics are very much against that, I think what Bolsonaro really resonates with more than anything is, again, this pushback against this idea of all-consuming state authority. And I think in many ways he was defending that, but in Brazil, as in the United States, those messages oftentimes fall on deaf ears with the majority of the media.
The news from Brazil is that, this is Reuters reporting in these last days, that Lula da Silva, the previous president, who was jailed for a while but is now running for president, leads over Bolsonaro for 2022. This is in a poll. Are polls valuable tools in Brazil? What does it mean that Lula da Silva is leading for Bolsonaro's campaigning, his conduct? Does this change the landscape for all of Latin America that Lula looks to be making a comeback?
Well, certainly we're still quite a ways away from the October 2022 elections in Brazil, and so a lot of things could happen, just like was the case with the United States. And we traditionally find that those who are conservative tend to understate their support, and those who are for the left tend to overstate their willingness because of the presumption that the pollsters themselves tend to be of a leftist orientation. So in many of the same ways that President Trump surprised people by winning in 2016, it's possible that Bolsonaro is more popular than he actually appears. But in general, Bolsonaro does appear to be relatively weak, and it does seem to be in line to win. And if that happens, really we have to understand the possibility that Brazil, with about half of the population of South America, turning to the left and perhaps even to the populist left, what that means in the context of a new leftist government in Peru with Pedro Castillo, a increasing turn to the left in Argentina, the consolidation of the left in Venezuela, possible turn to the left even in Chile with the November elections there and a later constituent assembly, even the possibility of a turn to the left in Colombia with a possible prospect in their May 2022 elections of Gustavo Petro winning. And so we could by next fall be in a situation in which the multilateral environment and just the overall environment in Latin America looks more left and more resistant to cooperating with the United States on political and security matters than really any time since the post-World War II environment.
I mentioned in a conversation with a parliamentarian from the European Union in Brussels, a parliamentarian representing Spain, Herman Tarch is name. I learned that from Brussels' point of view, Bolsonaro is said to be under assault, under challenge by a variety of leftist voices who are now dominant in the conversation of Latin America. If it is leftist, if that's the right modifier, Evan, I'm not sure. Mentioning Maduro in Caracas in particular, but also Castillo in Peru. So from the European point of view, on the other side of the Atlantic, Bolsonaro is said to be under siege because A, he identifies on the right side, or B, because of his unusual attitude about the vaccine, or C, because he's a surprising politician, an outsider. Why is it that he is disfavored in Latin America and that Europe sees him as under assault? What about his personality does all of that?
Well, frankly, John, I think Bolsonaro is very politically incorrect. So you certainly do have a variety of different flavors of Latin America left. You have a more indigenous-oriented Latin American left in places like Bolivia with the MAS, and certainly now with the arrival in power of Pedro Castillo in Peru, you have a more ideological left or centrist left in places like Chile with the former Concertación government of Michelle Bachelet. And so certainly for Europe, whose left tends to be more ideological in flavor. Bolsonaro's political correctness, his attitudes on things like climate, certainly deforestation, and vaccine issues, not unlike the discourse between the right and left in the United States, is seen as relatively offensive. But again, so in a sense, Bolsonaro, in defending his core beliefs, really tends to offend just about everyone, with the exception of his core supporters. But there's really a question of who Bolsonaro, with his policies, offends versus the significance if the left takes power in Brazil. I see the latter as a grave concern, and I worry that Bolsonaro's flavor of very vocal conservatism is really putting into jeopardy the center and center right in Latin American politics in general.
Evan Ellis is the professor of Latin American research professor, Latin American research professor at the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. We're going to turn to the intellectuals regarding the left in Latin America when we come back. The very famous novelist Vargas Llosa has written for the Wall Street Journal about a man who is deceased, Abimael Guzman, the Maoist revolutionary who led the Shining Path. This is
Data Privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy, with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.